Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. Today we're talking about Southern cooking, but with a twist. We're adding diabetic information to the show because this year I'm going to be focusing a lot on the causes of diabetes, what it is, how you can avoid it, and how some people feel that through diet you can actually, I use the word control, but I don't mean that in a strict way. It's just that you can deal with it and perhaps change the course of a disease. I think this is what's so exciting about knowing what you can do for yourself and knowing that that there are choices. Sometimes people get stuck in thinking and says, well, I can't do anything. What do you expect? It isn't about expectations. It's about process, and it's about experimentation, and it's about seeing what works for you. I know I'm working with various books, and today Thrifty Books or Thrift Books has supplied me with some wonderful books. This one is called Southern Style Diabetic Cooking, which is the name of the show. You know, when they talk about Southern cooking, there's many cultures. There's European cultures, there's African cultures, so we're really traveling around the world today. And the fact that pork and corn were two early Southern staples, because they had lots of hogs, and you got your ham and your pork shoulder and your bacon, which was called white meat in those days, and lard, which is rendered pork fat. And corn was used in a lot of foods, you know, they call hoe cake, which is made of cornmeal and water and lard, and ash cake, which was made of the same ingredients, but it was roasted over a fire, which I think is interesting. The Africans introduced okra and black-eyed peas and collard greens and yams, sesame seeds and watermelons and other fruits and vegetables. You know, during the Civil War, many Southerners relied on sweet potatoes and field peas and greens for sustenance. There are certainly shortages of many things, as there is during wartime, such as salt, sugar, and meat. So they developed recipes to compensate for the missing ingredients. And I think today, you know, in talking about diabetes, you know, 11% of our population has type 1 or type 2 diabetes. That's like represents almost 35 million people are suffering from some kind of diabetic symptoms or diabetic statements in terms of their health. You know, some of the early symptoms is high blood pressure. You know, the high blood sugar, high blood sugar, and the fact that somebody might just have to pee a lot. When you get dehydrated, because of all that peeing, your urine gets dark and you get dizziness and a dry throat, you know. So these are things that are definitely uncomfortable. You know, the fact that people get very tired. And it can affect your vision. I have a friend who, for some reason, started to lose a lot of weight very quickly, and he wasn't doing anything about it in terms of he wasn't consciously dieting, but his body just said, whoops, nope, we're just that fat breakdown caused a whole release of ketones, and it made the blood more acidic. And I think, you know, sometimes people, when they start getting excessively hungry, or they notice that they're, like my friend, the changes in his metabolism, it just sort of made him feel a little weak. In fact, sometimes he almost sounded, I'll call it drunk, for lack of another word. He just got very tired, and I know that sometimes, you know, he said, you know, my feet just burn. And I think, you know, that high blood sugar level can cause problems. Some people feel it relates to nerve damage, or that diabetic neuropathy creates burning sensations in your limbs. So I think, you know, what we're looking at here in, as far as this show is, what can you do with food? What can you do with your recipes? We'll be comparing a standard recipe for fried chicken to a diabetic style recipe. And I think, you know, this is important to look at, because what we're doing in our lives these days is, what choices do we have? You know, if you're looking at eliminating certain choices, like the 10 worst foods, they call it, for diabetics, and you want to avoid those processed foods, those high carbs and the sugars, your soft drinks and just your simple carbs, your, you know, saturated and trans fats, you know, your sugar, which translates into things like candy and ice cream and cakes. You know, you might want to limit your intake to what's called the white foods, whether it's white bread or pasta or white rice or just the sugary cereals, you know, your processed meats. You want to avoid, you know, things that, you want to replace a fat and a sugar. So you're dealing with, like, fat-free yogurt. That's a possibility. You want to avoid your baked goods, you know, those donuts and wonderful croissants and cakes and cookies. Some people feel that agave is not the best choice for sweeteners. Some people feel that, you know, bacon and poultry with the skin on is not your best choice. Again, if you're trying to change your lifestyle to match what you'd like for your health style, you know, you don't have to get the pre-made flavored yogurts. You can just get the whole food. And I think, you know, basically, you know, your wild rice can replace your white rice. Your brown rice can replace the white rice. Same idea. You know, barley and quinoa are wonderful choices if you've ever played with it. Quinoa is a very light, delicate grain, and it cooks quickly. It holds up well, and it certainly has a flavor that's very pleasant. And I think if you've never tried quinoa, it's spelled nothing like it sounds, Q-U-I-N-O-A. And so it's the kind of thing that when you're looking for it, I would, you know, start out slowly. And it's always fun when you're starting with a new food. Eat the food by itself as much as possible. So that way you're not tasting all the other stuff. You're tasting the actual food. Oatmeal and amaranth are two other whole grains that are just wonderful for fiber. And then you've got your vegetables, that your beans and your peas and your lentils. So, you know, it's the idea that you've got whole grains, you've got whole beans, and then you want to go for that raw, or your steamed, or your roasted, or your grilled vegetables. Those are absolutely wonderful. And look for non-starchy vegetables. You know, some of the snack ideas that are absolutely fun to play around with are hard-boiled eggs. I love hard-boiled eggs. I just find that they're a fun food. You can make a batch of them and then just eat them, you know, slowly throughout the week, so you can do it ahead of time. Just a handful of almonds. Sometimes that's a great snack. You know, there's something that happens when you chew an almond and you just keep chewing it, and you just get it to liquid stage, and it's like you're almost making almond milk in your mouth. It's quite lovely and quite delicious. Avocados, to me, are just golden foods. And the Hass avocados are certainly, you know, easy to get in most places. And, you know, the beauty of the Internet these days is you can have things shipped to your house if you don't have it close by. You know, put berries inside your yogurt, which is fun. I've been taking the Greek yogurt and adding a kind of granola to it and some dried cranberries and then some walnuts. And it's just, it's a real simple meal. It's a simple snack if you want to do it for that. Hummus is certainly a fun food. You can dip all kinds of vegetables into hummus and make a beautiful display. I've made rainbow platters where you have all kinds of colors with a bowl of hummus in the middle. And you dip all the different vegetables in. And it's just, it's a neutral, the hummus is a nice neutral flavor, and the vegetables give it color and give it texture. You know, sliced apples with almond butter or peanut butter. You know, that again is a fun snack that you can just enjoy. Your roasted chickpeas certainly can be fun. And I think, you know, when I'm looking at all this, if you can consume less than 10% of your daily calories from saturated fat, you know, instead of that butter and lard and palm oil, you know, or your cream-based dressings or your full-fat mayonnaise or your French fries, you know, substituted with olives or avocado, the sunflower oil is certainly a very light and delicate oil that certainly is quite tasty and certainly has a lot of goodness in it. Nut butters. You know, for a long time all I knew about was peanut butter. That was just all that I could think about. And then I tasted cashew butter and I tasted almond butter. And they're wonderful oils and wonderful foods. You know, just take a little bowl and put either the cashew or the almond butter in. If you want to, you can thin it down a little bit by adding a little water or sometimes adding a little applesauce to it. And that way you can, thin it out. And it just gives it a different body, if you will. And you can get the unsweetened applesauce, so you don't have to add more sugar to your diet. Those polyunsaturated fats are certainly something to think about. And, you know, fish. I certainly love lox, and that certainly can go with a lot of foods. Your tuna. I remember as a kid getting, you know, tuna sandwiches was always one of my favorites. You know, salmon is certainly a wonderful food, and you can easily steam it. You can broil it. You can grill it. You know, and then, you know, when you're trying to get more of those omegas in, which are the fatty acids, essential fatty acids, you know, you certainly can use, you know, nuts of all kinds, but walnuts are great. Someone once said, if you think of the walnut as sort of looking like brain food, and I thought, well, that's a good way to look at it, because it certainly gives you a sense of texture and taste that's wonderful. And then there's certainly flax seeds and oil are another way to get those polyunsaturated fats. You know, and the chia seeds. Chia seeds can thicken things and can make food just take on a whole nother quality if you want. And it certainly has a lot of your omega-3s and 6 fatty acids. You know, tofu is certainly another way of not only thickening things but adding texture. And then, you know, you've got eggs. So I think, you know, when you're looking at what you want to do with all of your foods and with your southern style, if you will, I think when I was looking up diabetics, you know, I said, okay, there's type 1 and then there's type 2. And I didn't know the difference between the two. But one of the websites that I visited talked about the fact that there are 3 stages in type 1. The early stage, where your blood sugars are within a normal range, and that you know, is something that is to be looked at. We'll talk about that more later. Stage two, the cell attack continues, but the blood sugars are higher or lower than normal range. So basically your blood sugar range is bouncing all over the place. But there aren't necessarily any visible signs or symptoms. Now, by stage three, now you're insulin dependent, and the diabetes is no longer, I'll call it hidden. You can really see what's going on there. You know, the body is no longer able to make enough or any insulin, and the blood sugars get much higher than normal. And this is when type 1 is typically diagnosed. And so, you know, what we're looking at here is the fact that sometimes people say, feeling a little dizzy, or after dining, you know, they don't feel so good. They feel sick. I think, obviously, this is not the time to be drinking. And when you're looking at before and after exercising, sometimes the body, the blood sugars can change. And there are things called glucose meters that are out there. And this is the kind of thing where if you, you know, go talk to your doctor. Go see what you're dealing with. If you have symptoms that, you know, they talk about fasting blood sugar, and that normal range is considered to be just under 100, you know, at 99. And, you know, a lot of people in this country are pre-diabetic. And basically they're looking at their fasting blood sugar being 100 to 125. You know, again, this is one of those things where the glucose meter can certainly help. There's both fasting and non-fasting. So the non-fasting, you know, jumps up to the normal range at 140. So it's quite a bit different. And that pre-diabetic range, again, if you're not fast, if you're in a non-fasting state, 140 to 199. You know, again, these are statistics and numbers that come, you know, from the good old Internet. And I think sometimes it's, you know, to look at what you can do as far as finding out information for yourself. But please, if you're concerned at all, go see your doctor, especially if you have a good one. Basically, you're dealing with your symptoms. If you're dealing with high blood sugar, you might have increased thirst. You might pee more often. You might get tired. Your vision might get a little blurry, and it might take longer for sores to heal. You know, you might have that weight loss that we talked about, or just frequent infections that don't seem to heal as fast as they used to. Whereas your low blood sugar, you know, you have your hunger, and you could have sometimes shaking or dizziness, or that headache, or confusion, you know, difficulty concentrating. I think, again, it's something where so many people in this country are looking at, you know, having blood sugar levels that are just not in a healthy range. You know, the glucose, if it falls below 70 milligrams, that's not good. It's severe low is below 54, so you really don't want to have anything that low. Whereas now, the other extreme, a high blood sugar is 240 milligrams. And if it's untreated, that hyperglycemia can lead to, you know, ketoacidosis, and just, you really don't want to get close to that. I think that, you know, the options, to stay hydrated, get more exercise, see if you can manage your stress. It's really important to get enough sleep, and to count your carbohydrates, and to break them down, because basically you're trying to get your blood sugar to rise. And, you know, I found that I did a lot of research when I was doing this show. And it was like, well, what do you do? It's like, well, instead of bacon, try soybeans. Instead of bacon fat, try olive oil or peanut oil or your nut butter. Instead of cream, try evaporated or skimmed milk. You know, instead of cheese, try the reduced fat versions. You know, salty or salty seasonings, you could try a lemon, which is quite wonderful for cutting salt, or garlic, or even hot sauce. Instead of regular mayonnaise, you can get non-fat yogurt, or they're part mayonnaise and yogurt, or even tofu can be blended up so that you can, reduce the in your fat intake. And then, reduce those high-fat meats. Get lean ham or turkey or bacon or your lean pork chops or your turkey wing or just leftover chicken. I think this is something where, during this show we'll be talking next about just, there's the Southern style fried chicken, and then there's the fried chicken that has a diabetic twist to it that we're talking about today. So make sure you got your pens and pencils ready. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing recipes that you can do for yourself that might feel better. See you soon. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back. We're talking about the difference between Southern fried chicken and Southern fried chicken diabetic style. So that when we're dealing with trying to keep the recipes, I'll just say, under wraps, that it's not quite as rich, and it might actually help promote the body's healing as opposed to just giving it too much to deal with. So what I saw when I was looking at, the Southern fried, if you will, was basically there was a lot more in the way of spices. Both of the recipes used buttermilk. Both of the recipes soaked the chicken. And both of the recipes used salt and pepper. But the fancy one basically used, celery salt and granulated garlic and some ground ginger and Italian seasoning. Now, we're just talking about a tablespoon of this. I'm not talking about a lot, but again, what you're doing is making a mixture, and, you know, you take the buttermilk and you take the salt, and then you put that chicken in the buttermilk mixture. So, you know, you're trying to cover and just keep it going for at least an hour, but up to 24 hours so that you can basically marinate your chicken. And both of them soak, basically. But this one, the diabetic one, basically combines corn flakes as a way to create crunchy. And, you know, again, still salt and pepper. But the fancy one, you know, basically you've got Italian seasoning, you've got ginger, you've got, you know, the peanut oil. So, you know, you have a different style of cooking. And I think, you know, for the chicken, basically you're whisking that buttermilk and salt in either recipe in a large bowl, and that salt will dissolve. And then you submerge your chicken in the buttermilk mixture, and then you cover and refrigerate it for about an hour or up to 24 hours. So you could do it the day before if you wanted to. And now for the coating, basically, you know, you're taking corn flakes and buttermilk and a little flour and salt and pepper with the diabetic recipe, whereas with the fancier one, you're adding more of the seasonings. So you're adding the ginger and the garlic and Italian. And, you know, you're basically going to rub that flour mixture together, and you get that, like, little craggy bits of will form. And then you're going to be using a wire rack in a rimmed baking sheet and working with two pieces of chicken at a time. You remove from the buttermilk mixture and you allow all that excess to drip off. And then you turn to the thoroughly coated and you press it all onto the chicken. And this is the fancy one with all this. There's both of them, you're going to dredge the chicken in a mixture. But with the simpler one for the diabetic style, basically you're just doing salt and pepper. And the cornflakes are basically creating the crunch because they both use buttermilk. And then there's a second wire rack and a second rimmed baking sheet. And then you line it with a triple layer of paper towels. And then you're adding oil to a big Dutch oven until it measures about an inch deep. And you heat over a medium-high heat to about 350 degrees. And, you know, in either situation, you want to completely coat the chicken. And then you fry the chicken for 15 to 20 minutes. And you're rotating the pot in the fancy one. And basically you've got chicken that's been dredged in a spicy, wonderful blend and basically cooked, fried, and then, you know, turned over. And you want to basically get the pieces submerged. And you want to get, this is quite a recipe. You're continuing to fry that chicken until it's golden brown and the breast register about 160 degrees, and the drumsticks will register about 175 degrees. So you want to make sure that you cook it long enough. And then you're going to transfer the chicken to a paper towel-lined rack, and you let it cool about 10 minutes, and then you serve it. And, you know, I think in either case, you're frying the chicken, you're turning it at least once, you're draining it on some kind of paper towel before you serve it. And I think, you know, it's your choice as to whether you want it fancy, you want a diabetic style. It's the notion that the spices create some of the, I'll say, excitement of the menu or excitement of the meal, because it's something that people like fried chicken, and it's one of those things that you can certainly do it so many wonderful ways. And with the diabetic style, it's simple. You know, basically you've got buttermilk and cornflake, flour, salt, and pepper. So, you know, you're doing it as simple as you can. And with the other recipe, you know, you're dealing with many more seasonings, but it's still flour and buttermilk, and it's still salt and pepper. So I think what you want to decide is, you know, how fancy do you want to make it? And, you know, what is your kitchen like? You know, do you have a lot of spices? Some people like to use spices. Some people like to play with their food, if you will. Because this is one of those, you know, Southern fried chicken is one of those things where, you know, you're soaking the chicken and then you're combining it and coating it and then putting it in oil and a big skillet. And it's an event. And I think it's fun to play with your food, and I'm just encouraging people to take a look at what they can do with their menu choices, because I think this is something that when I was thinking about this show, I thought, you know, people think food can be boring when it doesn't have enough spices. And yet, sometimes it's just the attitude you bring to it and decide, you know, how you want to live with your food, so to speak. You know, I was really very pleased with Thrift Books because they have a lot of choices of books. And I recommend that you, you know, can find, you know, a way to increase your library by basically looking up Thrift Books or other bookstores that are really affordable recipe books. And this is another way of increasing your vocabulary in the kitchen. I didn't have a mom who taught me what to do. She made reservations, and she was very good at that. But she didn't teach me how to cook. And I used to sit in the kitchen and watch the black women who worked for us and learn to cook from them. And I think that made a huge difference for me as far as what I learned in the kitchen. So when we come back, we'll just have more recipes, so stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4you, at live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4you at live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
as we promised, we're going to be doing some recipes here that are part of the Southern style, but it's for diabetic cooking. And I think this is something that black bean dip is something that I know I certainly enjoy black beans blended. I used to live up in the Bay Area, and that was one of my favorite things to do. Now, this one, this dip, you can certainly add all kinds of unusual vegetables such as jicama or rutabaga or turnips, but you could also experiment with different kinds of beans. So you could not only do black bean, but you could try red, navy, or garbanzo beans. So you certainly have some choices. So basically, you're combining all of these ingredients in a food processor. You're using one 15-ounce can of black beans that have been drained and rinsed, a small onion that's been coarsely chopped, and a small red pepper, also coarsely chopped, and then your clove of garlic. You just need one clove, and you're going to use about a tablespoon of red wine vinegar. This adds a little punch to it. And just a tablespoon, again, of olive oil, and a half a teaspoon of sugar. The sugar with the beans, it's an interesting combination. And again, it cuts the acid of the protein. So you're combining all of these in a food processor, and you keep blending till the beans are coarsely mashed. You can add some sugar, as I mentioned, in a half a teaspoon. That's not a lot of sugar. It's very little bit. And some fresh ground pepper to taste. And, you know, when you think of the beautiful colors of this dark black bean, and then, you know, your jicama, your rutabaga, your turnips, they certainly add some wonderful color to that. I know I've certainly made some wonderful platters of rainbow vegetables and then added a bowl of dip in the middle. And it's just visually a wonderful thing to add to your holiday meals or just for yourself. You know, do something a little bit fancy for yourself. You deserve it. Now, deviled eggs. Oh, yum, 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 yum. The best way to make sure you don't eat too many is to only make enough to go around once. Now, you're going to be cutting the hard-cooked eggs. And there's 12 of them for this particular recipe. In half, lengthwise. And then you remove the yolks, because you're going to take the yolk and you're going to crush them with some vinegar, just 6 teaspoons of vinegar, some mustard, dry mustard, about 1.5 teaspoons of dry mustard, some mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons, but this way of light mayonnaise, and pepper. And then you refill those little whites with that egg yolk mixture. And you garnish with paprika. And again, beautiful, beautiful image. You know, when you see that bright white and that bright yellow. And I think this is one of the fun parts of food, is the color, the visual, so you can, you know, tempt the eye first and then let the palate take over. Now, a spinach vegetable dip, totally different. Now we're talking bright green. So you're combining a bunch of ingredients together that I will list off, except in a food processor or a blender. So you're taking some cottage cheese, about 1.5 cups of low-fat cottage cheese, and your mayonnaise, about just 1/4 cup of light mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of some chopped green onions, and some fresh parsley, so you've got that bright green. And just 1/2 cup of fresh parsley and a little bit of dill. Again, you get that little punch of flavor. And a pack of frozen spinach that has been thawed and drained. And you're going to take the hot pepper sauce, just 1/4 teaspoon, not very much. I think I'd leave out the hot sauce. But again, if you want that little twang, it's going to tickle your throat. And then 1/2 cup of shredded carrots and the clove of garlic that's been minced and a medium head of red cabbage raw. So, no, you're going to leave the cabbage out. Okay. So we're going to process all this in a high-speed blender or a food processor, and you want to get all this nice and smooth, and then you're going to chill this mixture overnight, and then to serve, you trim the core end of the cabbage to form a flat base, and then you cut crosswise a slice from the top of the cabbage, making it wide enough to remove about a fourth of the head, and then you lift out enough inner leaves from the cabbage to form a shell about an inch thick, and you spoon the dip into the cavity of the cabbage and serve it. I mean, what a pretty, pretty display. Again, this is where food art can just be so much fun. I think, you know, the more you play with your food, the more you can really enjoy what it has to offer. I'm always amazed at having done this show for over 15 years. There's still more for me to learn, still more for me to enjoy and share. So I hope that you're enjoying this food choice as well. Now, gazpacho is certainly, you know, one of the things that you can make way ahead of time and let the flavors, you know, basically marry together. You're going to be adding 2 cloves of garlic, a ripe tomato that's been chopped, 2 large cucumbers that have been chopped. Again, you've got that wonderful openness that the cucumber provides as a sponge soak-up flavor. About 1 cup of finely diced red bell pepper. Actually, you could use any color. You could use red, you could use orange, you could use yellow. Some celery, about 1 cup of finely diced celery. And half a cup of finely diced onion. Now, you're going to take all this in the food processor and add a little vinegar, just 3 tablespoons of white vinegar, red wine vinegar, excuse me, and blend it well. And then transfer the soup to a serving bowl, and you serve it in a cup of ice water and chill it for at least 4 hours. Before serving, you want to stir in that additional water and season with a little hot pepper sauce and salt and pepper and garnish it with parsley. Yum. So you've got a wonderful dip. Again, these dips can be wonderful fun to play with your food and to give people a chance to enjoy flavors that maybe they hadn't tried before. Jicama is a food that not many people have tried. I find that it's sort of a unique food, and I certainly enjoy it. And the spinach, I don't think we can eat enough spinach. I love making simple omelets with spinach in the middle. And that's just, you know, it's just fun to make and fun to eat. And when we come back, we're going to have more recipes. So stay tuned.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. webcasting.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And as I promised, more recipes. So, split pea soup. You can certainly substitute lentils for the split peas for a tasty variation. Or you can make one batch of green pea and one batch of red lentil soup. And then you pour half of each into a serving bowl. And then you just gently swirl the soups for an arty experience, appearance. Kind of fun. So you're sorting and washing the split peas and you place it in a large stock pot. So you're going to be using one 16-ounce package of dried green split peas. And then you're adding 2¾ quarts of water. So we're making a nice batch of soup. And you're covering and bringing all the split peas to a boil. Cook for about 2 minutes. And then you remove from the heat and you let it stand for an hour. So all that heat is softening and tenderizing the split peas. And then you add these ingredients to the pot. You're going to be adding 4 small hot peppers, 3 medium onions that have been chopped, 2 medium carrots that have been diced, and then some chopped celery, about a half a cup. And then bay leaves, which bay leaves always add this wonderful flavor. I so enjoy them in soup. And 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And you can chop some celery leaves, about 1/4 cup. And about 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley. So you've got lots of greens going on here. So you're going to add the water after you... You're going to add the remaining ingredients and bring all this to a boil. And then reduce the heat, and you're simmering for an hour. And you serve immediately, or you can process the soup in a blender or food processor until it's real smooth before serving. And I know one of the things I enjoy doing with soups like this, or even the black bean, is to put a slice of lemon in the bottom of the cup or the bowl. And it seasons it in a wonderful way. And I find that it's such a delight to have just that little hint of lemon or lime, and it just adds a zest to the soup. It's quite lovely. Coleslaw, you can make it easy. Why not? If you put all these vegetables into a large bowl and you mix it well, so you're adding your cabbage, about 3½ cups of shredded cabbage, about 1/2 of a medium cabbage, and then 1/2 cup of shredded carrots, and then 1/4 cup of chopped bell pepper, and 2 tablespoons of minced onion, 1/4 cup of celery, and you're going to be adding the dressing, and the dressing has mayonnaise, vinegar, salt, celery seed. So you put all those dressing ingredients, and you pour it over the vegetables, and you toss it well. And you refrigerate before serving. So that way all the flavors marry or come together in a beautiful way. And, you know, when you think about the beautiful colors when you're doing the chopped red bell pepper, I'm sorry, the chopped bell pepper, you can certainly choose colors here that might contrast the cabbage. And so this is kind of fun because the sauce is neutral, that mayonnaise, and so you certainly can enjoy, you know, having that food flavor the meal and flavor the your. It's nice to think of using this for a while because it takes a while to make it, and you can certainly enjoy eating it over a period of time. Grapefruit avocado salad, yum yum yum. So this is really high in mono and polyunsaturated fats. So I thought I'd do something that you know, you're going to whisk together mayonnaise, which is about a third of a cup, and some grapefruit juice, just 2 tablespoons, a little honey, about a teaspoon, and some grapefruit rind. So you certainly can use that 1/2 teaspoon of grated grapefruit rind. It's like zest. And you set this aside in the refrigerator. And then you're going to dip the avocado slices in lemon juice. So we're using 1 medium avocado that's been peeled and sliced. And then you're going to be alternate the grapefruit sections and avocado slices in a circular pattern on each of the 6 lettuce-lined plates. And then you divide the walnuts and currants in the center of each of these, and you drizzle with dressing to serve. So you've got this wonderful bib lettuce, and you're using chopped walnuts and currants. Yum, yum, yum. Wonderful flavors. I think, you know, in looking at all of these shows and all of these recipes, you know, you've got a spinach dip and a soup, and now we can have a salad. And this tastes best with spinach that's fresh from the garden, if you can do it. So you've got 4 cups of spinach, and you top each salad with mushrooms, just about 8 medium mushrooms that have been sliced, a hard-boiled egg that has been chopped, a little purple onion, some imitation bacon beets, bacon bits, or you could have a strip of cooked bacon that's been crumbled, and a little bit of wine vinegar, canola oil, just about a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons each to make an interesting dressing, and a little dry mustard, a little celery seed and salt. I think with any of these wonderful salads, basically if you look at how you can create color, crunch, flavor, a meal that you wouldn't necessarily think of doing with spinach and some of the others. I think what I've enjoyed about this whole show is that you can enjoy putting together foods that you wouldn't necessarily use, like wild rice with fruit and almonds. So you're combining 2/3 cup of wild rice with celery, about 1/2 cup, and chicken broth, about 1.5 cups. In a saucepan, and you just bring it to a boil, you cover it, and then you reduce the heat, and you simmer it 20 to 25 minutes so that Wyatt rice gets nice and tender. And then you stir in apple and currants and parsley, about 1/2 cup to 1/4 cup. And you just mix it gently, and you sprinkle it with toasted almonds and serve it. And I think, again, what we're doing is using foods that you know, but putting them together perhaps in a way that you hadn't thought of before. So when we come back, we have some closing thoughts. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope you're telling your friends about the show. I think what's going on this year is I want to talk about diabetes and what to do with your foods so that you can perhaps create a healthier body this year. You know, if you can watch the salt and just add some fabulous fiber and basically experiment with some foods and spices that you might not have done before. And then, you know, enjoy some classic Southern favorites like we did with the fried chicken today. And I think this is something that I certainly hope that I can inspire you to use your kitchen and your imagination in a way that maybe you haven't done before. As I mentioned, Thrift Books certainly has a lot of wonderful choices that are very affordable, and I hope that you have a chance to send away for some of these books. The one today, Southern Style, Diabetic Cooking. I've enjoyed being with you. Take care. Bye.